we've been doing this for the last couple of years, where certain shows and whatever, we get them signed T-shirts. And at the end of the year, we auction them off. So, and we're ready to go. Let's do this. Bonnie, first, great talking to you.
Nice to talk to you.
You know, you've always been, in some way, shape, or form, a part of the Grammys. Of course, we know about the big win you made several years ago. When you look back at that and seeing the future Grammy nominees and artists, how does it look to you with the music industry? How do you have a feel for
that? Well, the artistry is one thing and the industry is another. But Adele doing so well is just, you know, for somebody that's a traditional singer like I am, meaning like I like a good melody and I like, you know, people that really can connect emotionally with the song. And, you know, there's all kinds of good singers that do that in every form of music, but the kind of music that Norah Jones and Adele, when Norah had her breakthrough, and now Adele is just a killer. I just think it's so fantastic. So I don't think there's ever been a better time for artistically, for just a question of how do you get a chance to hear all the different genres and all the generations coming at you. Just when I think I've heard, you know, Bon Iver is an incredible new band, Civil Ward, you know, there's so many young bands and so many bands of my contemporaries, like Bruce Hornsby's live album, Jackson Browne, people that are buddies of mine. And I try to keep up, but what's going on musically has never been more exciting.
Well, I think what's also exciting, too, is, and you have to explain exactly what it's all about. And I'm saying this right, the Bon Taj tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk a little bit about that, please.
Oh, well, Taj and I have been buddies since the early 70s. I opened for him at Skidmore College in, I think, like 71, maybe.
Wow.
And we've been friends. I've sung on his record, and he co-produced my third record. And we've never toured together because we're always got a new album out on two different labels. We're always doing parallel touring. So we both had a little break in our album releases, and I said, I've had this idea to do the Bon Taj Roulet, like let the good times roll. And we went out on tour combining both bands, the Phantom Blues Band, with whom we won a Grammy. And my guys have been with me for 20 years, and by the end of the show, we did 45 minutes together of just R&B, blues, reggae. It was just a killer, you know? I mean, he's one of my favorite artists, so we had a real blast.
At this point in your career, what's more important for you? Is it about, you know, charting on hits, or is it the artistic form of creating music in certain ways where maybe people have never even heard before?
You know, for me, it's all about playing stuff that gets me off, and then my, you know, my fans and my co-musicians and my bands and my peers, you know, I mean, you want to play something where you play in a house full of your friends and they go, oh yeah, that's working for me. So it starts with me liking, I'm a fan first, so I got to love those songs because I'm going to be singing them for the rest of my life. So if you're lucky enough to have some chart position, great, but you know, that's not what I'm in it for. And I built my following for 20 years before I won those Grammys in 1990. And those are the people that are still coming to see me, and sometimes they're kids too. So, you know, the business has changed, but it's once they figure out a way for artists to get paid, that would be nice. But that's opening a whole can of worms here. But I just think the opportunity, how cheap it is to make your own album and get the music out to people and YouTube, I mean, it's revolutionized everything.
But, you know, Neil Young said that, you know, he hates the sound of the electronic era. He would rather go back to the old 45s.
Analog. And a lot of the younger bands are recording analog now. I got to say that I do like, I like the fact that we're putting my new record out on vinyl for that reason, for that audience, you know.
And when's the album coming out?
April 10th. It's called Slipstream. It's on my very own label. We'll talk about why the music business changed. It changed enough for somebody like me to have my own label. So.
And what kind of music can we expect? Can we expect the blues?
There's some pretty rockin' stuff on there. There's the new single's a Jerry Rafferty cover. I redid it as a kind of a skanky reggae song. And there's a lot of real heavy, heavy guitar between me and my guitar players. Mm-hmm. And there's some great ballads. I worked with Joe Henry on part of the record, so Bill Frisell's on the record. He came out and agreed to be my special guest. And so there's some great ballads, a lot of rockers, some killer blues, a little bit of everything.
Oh, I had to dust myself off after hearing that. I literally have shivers listening to all this. Thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you so much for seeing me. Hey, Canada, I'm coming on tour.
Cannot wait.
Yeah, thank you so much.